Let's go to the United States, where Donald Trump's historic hush money trial is moving towards a conclusion. Both the prosecution and defense have already made their closing arguments to the court, and the jurors are to begin their deliberations. They'll decide if the former president and presumptive Republican nominee for November's election is guilty beyond reasonable doubt of falsifying business records. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, has been following the case.
Today, the only thing for sure is that we're going to get a judge's direction to the jury. It's going to take about an hour. It'll kick off in about 2 hours from now. And Judge Juan Merchant will instruct the jury on the law that they are to take into consideration when weighing all the evidence that they've been hearing over the past several weeks. As I say, that's expected to take about an hour. And then who knows how long it's going to take. The matter will pass to the jury, and it will be up to them to come to a verdict or not come to a verdict.
The potential outcomes, Sean?
Potential outcomes are the obvious ones, guilty or not guilty. But there's also the possibility of a hung jury, because under New York law, if the verdicts have to be unanimous in either direction, if just one juror goes against the majority, then a mistrial is declared, the jury is declared to be hung, and then the case is into a limbo situation. They could try and arrange for a retrial of it, but as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, that would appear to be a more difficult thing to do, especially as so much of the evidence has been thrashed out in such a high-profile public way already.
And the impact on the election, which is the big question on all of this.
It is the big question, and so far it doesn't appear to have had that much impact on the election, not on the opinion polls, not on the conduct of the campaign, because Trump has still been campaigning during these court sessions. Every Wednesday the court doesn't sit for administrative reasons, so he's free to do election rallies and events on Wednesdays, and the weekends are his own as well. And also, of course, the campaign and the court case have become one and the same thing, because the judge has facilitated the establishment of a media camp right outside the door of the courtroom up on the 15th floor of 100 Center Street in New York, where Donald Trump can come or not come as he chooses and make statements to the media anytime he goes into or goes out of that courtroom, which he does numerous times during the day. So he's been able to carry on his campaign. Joe Biden has been able to carry on his campaign. And the opinion polls so far are not showing any difference between them, and they're not showing that Trump is suffering any damage because of this election campaign. In fact, he's starting to edge ahead in a number of the key battleground states, the six or so states which will decide the outcome of this presidential election come November.
If he is found guilty, can he carry on his campaign as normal?
Yes, he can. The expectation is that there won't be any jail time for this. He would be a first-time offender. And although he is being charged as a felon, offences that you can be jailed for, this rarely happens in these kind of accountancy cases anyway. And as I say, he's a first-time offender. He'd get benefit for that. And there's also the fact of trying to put somebody who is a former president of the United States into a jail, extremely difficult thing to do. There's national security questions there. You come up against all kinds of undesirables in prison. And also, as a former president, he has a permanent, for the rest of his life, Secret Service detail that have to go with him wherever he is. And if he's in jail, that means Secret Service men have to go to jail as well. And nobody wants to get drawn on that detail. So there's really no expectation that Mr. Trump would go to jail. But even if he did go to jail, being in jail is not an impediment to being elected in the United States. And we know from our own history in Ireland, people have been elected from prison as well.
Irrespective of the outcome, to have a former president and a presidential candidate in a trial so public as this, it's entirely unprecedented in US history.
It is entirely unprecedented in US history. But then again, so is Donald Trump. We've never really had a character like him in US politics before. Somebody who, no matter what gets thrown at him, seems to come out of it the other end. And indeed, you do get this sense that as this trial continues, a lot of people are starting to look at the guy and thinking, you know what, he's the kind of tough guy that we need to sort out problems in our country, because he's unconquerable. No matter what gets thrown at him, he's able to bat it away. And that, of course, is being reinforced by his own campaign team, who, like I say, are using the fact of this trial and the other pending cases against him to try and strengthen him against what they perceive to be the ills of the deep state, as they call it.
That's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.